Good morning, we're doing Chelam Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Yud Aleph. We're learning Siman Dalet. So he spoke about the concept of a flower pot. He spoke about a flower pot which has a hole in it, which allows absorption to take place through the hole. And that's considered that the item is Mechubah Lekarka. So moving it to the ground is considered attaching it to the ground, and it's considered Zareya. And the flip side of that is taking it off the ground would be considered some form of Kotzer, of Tolesh, of removing it from its growth source, which is the malacha of kotzer. Now, what about a keli, which is has no hole in it, but its material is a material which maybe we could argue is a material which would allow absorption to go through that material, So is that considered the same in this regard? It's considered attached to the ground? Or since there's no hole, it's not considered attached to the ground? So the Chayyim says the following. There's actually machlokes in this regard. Do we differentiate between different types of materials? Number one, we can make an argument that material which is earthenware, which is charis, it does not act as a barrier to the ground because it itself is ground. It's clay. It's something which is from the ground, so it does not act as a barrier between the keli, the plant and the ground. So that's one argument. A different argument says that a wooden flower pot doesn't act as a barrier because the wood itself is a material which grows. So it's something which allows the absorption of material, of nutrients through it. But charis, which is not alive at all, never was alive. The nutrients mean nothing to, so it will act as a barrier. So you have this argument, which way is true? Kima the Yesharmim, the whole Kli Cheres, Dino Kenokov. There is those who argue that a Kli Cheres has a locha like it has a hole in it, even though it's a plant which has a flower pot, which has no hole in it at all. So, we said before that's not considered attached to the ground, but since it's made out of Cheres, it's made out of earthenware that does not act as a barrier. It's considered attached to the grounds. V'yesharm, some disagree, lehepach, they say the opposite. They call kli eitz din or kenokov. So they argue that kli charis is not considered like it has a hole, but a kli eitz is considered like it has a hole, even though there's no hole at all. It's a solid material, but it allows absorption of the nutrients through the body of the walls of the flower pot because the walls are made out of eitz. So we have an argument one way and an argument the other way. So what should you do? Chayyim says, "You can't call kelim hamisavik deraisa." So whether the kli is made out of charis, or the kli is made out of eitz, we have a savik deraisa because we're learning that in this halacha, this is considered an act of zareya deraisa by putting it down on the ground. So the person is taking this flower pot, which is made out of wood, and sitting on some type of a stone table, and he puts it down onto the ground. So at that point in time, it's even though there's no hole, it's absorbing through the eighth possibly. So you're dealing with the possibility of a Zareya Deraisa, and vice versa when you're dealing with a Kli Cheres. So Chayyim says, Tzarek L'Hachmer V'Kula. Therefore, the one has to be Machmer, whether it's made out of eighth or of Cheres, and be concerned that this is a possibility of a Nisya Deraisa. Now he points out over here, well, Rashi Matosis, Tav Shabbos Tapei Aleph, Eina Elamin Rabbanon. This halacha that a flower pot absorbs, according to Rashi Tosis, is not a din deraisa. Deraisa doesn't actually absorb enough to consider that you're causing it to grow. But Chazal gave it because it approximates the act of taking a plant and putting it on the ground. When there's no flower pot, there is clearly some type of absorption. That's the case of the Tzor Shalabo Savim. So Chazal asked it mid rabbanon. So you're dealing with a suffix rabbanon. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, you're dealing with a suffix rabbanon. We should argue that maybe you could be mekel. But the Chayyim prefers to go with the approach of the Rambam. That this is a din deraisa, and because this is a din deraisa, the Rambam says chay mishum zarei. The Rambam holds that this is a chiv gomer. This is a din. This person did a malacha deraisa. And that's why he's going to be chayv throughout the language Hilchos Shabbos means that the person did it on the Torah level. So it's not that it's also, but the person would be chayiv to bring a korban chatos if he did it b'shogeg. And chas v'shalom, if he did it b'mezid, he'd be chayiv koros from Shemayim or Mrs. Bezdin. So that's the language of chayiv. So the Rama said, uses the language of chayiv, he holds it in the deraisa. So according to the Rama, it's a sabak deraisa. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's a sabak rabbanan. And arguably one can be makel, but the chayim is not going with that approach, halacha l'maaseh. I have a good day.